I'm Amy, sex educator, sex and relationship coach, and co-owner of PurePleasureShop.com.
And I'm April, sex toy maven, VP of Hot Octopus, and I've dedicated my life to the business of sex. We're two people with a passion for educating and inspiring shame-free conversations about sex and relationships.
Welcome to the Shameless Sex Revolution. Want to learn more? Go to shamelesssex.com. And for 15% off of some of our favorite sex toys, use coupon code SHAMELESSSEX at purepleasureshop.com.
You are listening to a pleasure podcast. For more from our sex podcast collective, visit pleasurepodcasts.com.
Well, hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Shameless Sex Podcast. Guess what? This is another bonus episode. Yay! We do bonus episodes usually once a month, but we're on a roll for offering you, we did one last week, I think. And we get inspired to do bonus episodes for a couple reasons. Sometimes it's we want to talk about something and give you some sort of ad-free episode where you can just enjoy and indulge, and maybe you want two episodes that week. Also, there's topics that we get excited about or we get listener feedback about that we feel like we need to cover or want to talk about. So this episode is just with me. Yep, just me, blah, blah, blahing to you in your lovely ear holes. And this is inspired by a number of sex questions that we've received from people looking for the right sex toy. It seems like a lot of people don't understand the differences between toys and the vibration levels and what would be best for their body or their partner's bodies to give them the ultimate pleasure. And it's understandable because where would you have learned that unless you spent a lot of time in sex shops like me and April, or you are a sex educator like me and April. And maybe you've used a lot of toys, so you would understand this, but it's not a science, but there's a lot of easy to access information when it comes to finding the right toys for you. So this episode is going to be all about our current favorite toys. This will be my favorite toy, April's favorite, even my mom's favorite, and our partner's favorites for their penises. Oh my goodness. Every time I say penis, talking about an adult, I crack up because I say cock all the time. So when I say penis, I'm like, who am I talking about? My dog is, I know, weird segue into this, but he doesn't have a penis. He has a ween. My dog has a ween, and you can't call it a dog penis to me. It's a ween. He's also, 15 pounds, and so it makes sense. And for adults, for me, I say cock. Some people say dick. Some say penis. So you do you. Just like some say pussy, some say vulva. If you say vagina, you're talking about only the inside anatomy of the vaginal canal because the outer part is not a vagina. Okay, so let's learn about sex toys. April and I, and this is not just ours because a lot of people who work at, own, etc. sex shops would describe vibrations in similar ways. And I think I learned this from, it might even be a customer from back in the day when we had the brick and mortar for Pure Pleasure. We're now just online. I own that with my lovely mother. And that's where April also got her start in the sex toy industry in 2008. PurePleasureShop.com, by the way. So I think someone there said they describe vibrations as either thunder or lightning. And I was like, what the frick? So thunder, they were talking about wands, or it doesn't have to be wands, but those deep rumbly vibrations where if you put it on your body, like if you put it on your clitoris, it feels like it's vibrating. Yes, it's just on the outside, but vibrating inside of you. Like you can feel it almost like 3 inches inside of you. That's why some people can use an external vibe like some of the ones I'm going to talk about and still squirt because it's causing the contractions of the pelvic floor, which makes it so that you have the ability to squirt if that's easy for you. But also I think it because it is vibrating deep inside of you versus lightning vibrations, which is more like buzzy, kind of like bzzz, versus brr, 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 brr. Buzzy vibrations, you can put them on around the clitoris and it can do something for you, especially if you like light to medium vibrations, but it doesn't seem like their vibrations are going deeper into your body. Although I do know people who can squirt from buzzy vibrations, and this is not all about squirting. I don't think squirting is superior. If you don't squirt, that's all good. If you want to learn how to squirt, we have episodes for that. And by the way, it's mostly gushing, not squirting. So and then if we get rid of thunder and lightning, let's just say buzzy versus rumbly. If you're someone who, so like, you know, what would apply to you or your partner? If you're someone who likes light to medium and you feel like, you know, something that's really strong is too intense, you probably want the buzzy vibrators, the more lightning vibrators. If you're someone that feels like you like more power, then you probably want rumbly vibrators. Also, if you're someone who has used hands, mouths, penises, dildos, and or sex toys and have not seen results in having orgasms, and this can happen for a lot of reasons, or I won't say all the reasons, but for all kinds of purposes, that's the wrong word too, but you know what I mean. You know, for some people, they've never had an orgasm. They've tried all these things and none of them are working. And you know, it might be a matter of finding the right sex toy for you that actually has the level of vibrations that work for your body. It also likely is some sort of mental block that we have a lot of episodes on too, about, you know, experiencing your pleasure and being present for it, which is not easy to do. I know I am very, I'm going to say guilty, but I don't feel bad for it. So I'm not going to say guilty. I am experienced with that of, you know, I want to have the orgasm, but I'm in my head and I'm doing all the things that I feel like should give it to me, but it's not happening. And again, we have so many episodes on that, but if that's you, some quick pointers would be, to do your best to not have goal-oriented sex or masturbation practices or experiences or sessions, where you're not looking for the orgasm. Make it about sensation, and specifically sensation that kind of feels good or does feel really good. And because those sensations can be the building blocks for the orgasm, but if you're so set on having that orgasm, you might be blocking yourself because, you know, when you want the thing so bad, it doesn't happen. I don't know, at times I'm like, I want a boyfriend so bad, and I go out to the clubs or wherever, and I'm like, I'm going to flirt, and nothing happens, versus when I'm like, you know what, I'm just set with, like, I'm going to talk and flirt and just see what happens, and that's when magic happens, at least for me. So it's kind of similar to that, if that makes sense to you at all. Another thing would be practicing just focusing on the touch. So what I was just talking about sensation, but also the touch, right? So if it's your own hands on your genitals, what does it feel like, your fingers or hands or finger pads on your genitals and your genitals on your finger pads, and just focusing on that can make it so that you have the potential to just go with the flow. See, I had an F coming in there, an L coming in there. Of what pleasure wants to happen. So those are just some quick pointers. And then also some people, they have these phases in life where orgasm is really easy for them. And then it's not. It could be from trauma. It could be from stress. It could be you had a period of life where, like, it could be anywhere from like 6 months to a year to 5 years, whatever, where your libido was down. And so you stopped doing the work. I'm doing air quotes right now, you can't see it, but practicing stoking your erotic fire. You know, sometimes when that's the case and you want to keep your eroticism alive, it takes masturbation sessions where you're not really that into it, but it's not a bad thing. You're not like, this is painful, super uncomfortable, miserable, like not consensual within yourself. It's just like, I don't really feel it's, that's a good example of that. I don't feel like going to the gym today, but I know if I go to the gym today, it's going to feel good or help me in the long run. It's kind of like that. And a lot of people have experienced that in phases of their life. Let's talk about women who've had babies, right? Like, often after having a baby, your body is just healing slash also giving to the baby. And it's not necessarily a time for a lot of people to be erotic. A lot of people still are, but a lot of people are not. That's a lot of a lots. But, and so if you do that for 6 months, your body gets really used to it. And then when you get back into the game, it might be hard to do. And sex toys, here's one of the beauties of them. They're like the fast lane to pleasure, right? You know, if I use my hand and my hand takes 15 minutes, with this, the right sex toy, the right, I'm just going to emphasize that, the correct sex toy for my body, my unique body, because everyone is different, might be able to get me there in anywhere between 5 minutes, 10 minutes, or even 30 seconds. It just depends. So there's nothing wrong with using sex toys. They don't replace your partner. They can't snuggle you. They can't make out with you. Yes, AI and sex dolls and robots are getting more technologically advanced all the time, and still they will always be limited to the things that they can do. Okay, I take back that back. Not always, because I don't know what the future holds, but that's my thought now. Okay, so that's a little bit about vibrations for clit toys. I'll talk about cock toys too and what that looks like. How to use them and figure out what you like where on the body. So most vulva owners are using vibrators on their external bits. So that's the vulva, as I said, the external structure that includes the labia, inner labia and the outer labia, as well as the massive clitoral structure. Even if you look like you feel like you have a tiny little clit, it extends back beyond what you can see. So there's like the head of the clitoris. That's the part that you can see externally. And then there's generally a hood, although some people have a big hood or very little hood, a tucked in clit, more external clit, big clit, little clit. Everyone's lovely just as they are. But then it extends back into and back and downward into a wishbone shape. So you have the clitoral head that sticks out, the neck, I guess we'll call it, that goes back into your body, and then two legs. One goes down on one side of your labia, but it's behind it. You can't see it. And the other one is on the other side. So when you're stimulating a vulva, you're stimulating the entire clitoral structure, which is the powerhouse for pleasure for vulva owners. This is the only body part that is just designed for pleasure. It has no other purpose. It's not for procreation or anything else. It is just to feel pleasure. And so this is usually either like the primary spot the vulva owners want to be stimulated, or is combined with internal stimulation if they're into internal stimulation. Whereas the head of the penis is the same embryologically as the head of the clitoris, made of the same nerve endings. They're just put in different places and they grow differently based on hormones. But it has other purposes, right? It sends out ejaculate that can make babies. There's other things that happen there. And so I just want to glorify the clitoris. We love you, clitoris. I love my clitoris. As your, I'd say your primary point of focus, even if it's your vulva or someone else's, doesn't mean you can't do other things that are internal and all kinds of other fun stuff. It's just this is the structure that is at the very least needs to be stimulated for a fair amount of time before you go move in deeper or simultaneously with deeper stimulation. So when you're trying to figure out how to use it or where you like the vibrator, so the head of the clitoris, right? A lot of people will be like, okay, well, that's the clitoris right there. So I'm going to put it right on the clitoris. That, for a lot of people, can be too much, especially if your clit is hard and you have a clit boner. If you've never felt your clit boner, everyone, get your clit nice and hard. It might take you a while, might not, and then kind of squeeze around it like it's a tiny penis, and it's fucking awesome. When I discovered my clit boner, which was only like a year or two ago, I became so fascinated with it because I realized that once I was able to tap into the hardness of the clit, like not just the tip, but as it extends back into the body, I wasn't just doing like little things where I'm like rubbing on it or putting vibrations on it. I could take my fingers and pinch around it and massage it like it was a tiny cock. And that felt fucking good. So if it's your vulva, try that. If it's another vulva and you have consent to touch that vulva, once you feel the clitoris is hard or your partner's aroused, try to kind of search for that and try different techniques of massaging and stimulating that part of the body. I advise you to not, unless you know the head of the clitoris likes intense stimulation directly on it. My suggestion would be to not do that, to go on more of the neck. Oh my God, my dog is having a dream right now. What are you dreaming about, bud? Anyways, he's like singing in his sleep. Okay, so the neck is, as I was saying, and it's different for everyone, but it's where the head meets the body. So it's the part behind the head and where the clitoral hood is. But again, everyone's different. And so either on that part, so not the head, but you go back a little bit, or to the left or the right of the clitoris. For some reason, a lot of people like the left side. And it, when I say left, it's my left. So if I were to look down, it's the left side of my clitoris. But everyone is very different in what they like. As I've said 5 million times, can't emphasize that enough. But so play with that, you know, play with your fingers or sex toys on the neck, the part that goes from your clit to your body. Play with fingers or tongues or sex toys on the left hand side, that where it's still touching the clitoris, but not directly on it, or the right hand side. And then you could even play also with taking vibrations on the labia, the outer labia, more like the puffy lips. At least they're not really lips, but the puffy tissue that is still erectile tissue. It's all erectile tissue, just like a penis. Same parts, just organized differently. And so you can play with that. That area usually likes more pressure as opposed to light vibrations. But some of the toys I will talk about can provide that pressure. And also the inner labia are generally very sensitive and respond pretty well to vibrations, but they might be too stimulated sensitive for vibrations in general. So I would play with the clitoral part as much as you can, the head, but like around the head as opposed to on the head. If you don't know what you like, as I said, you can play with these things, but also there is a fabulous, fabulous online program that is all about vulva pleasure at this point, but it will probably turn into anal pleasure and penis pleasure at some point, and that is omgyes.com. We talk about it all the time on our podcast. The first season is just external stimulation with hands on a vulva, and it's so tastefully done. You get to watch these videos and even like little modules of a vulva where you actually practice stimulating with a mouse, and it will give you feedback like, ouch, too fast, too hard, wrong spot. It doesn't say wrong spot, but also like, oh, that's good, a little more of that. So it's also fun. I think it's fun. But season one is external with hands. Season two is internal with hands, I believe, but it could also be dildos and penises, maybe. But season three is all about sex toys. And it gives you all these ideas on ways you can use sex toys on the external bits of the vulva. And you might be like, well, I don't know, I'm just going to try it and figure it out. But I've seen things on there that I never would have thought of. And I've been working in the human sexuality field for over 20 years and have taken a lot of workshops. I went to school for this, done a lot of things experimentally. And I watched that and I was trying some of the things. It was very inspirational. So if you go to omgyes.com/shameless, I believe you get 10% off. And again, this is season three if you're learning about sex toys. But if you want to learn about the hands on clitor, on vulva, external vulva, or hands in internal vulva, it's also fabulous for that too. Okay, so that's a little bit about vibrators. I'm going to take a sip of my tea because I'm talking a lot and I don't get a break because Chip's not here. Peppermint. Okay, so before I go into the penis toys, I'm just going to talk about some of Shameless Sex's favorite, all-time favorite sex toys, at least for the last, God, I think this is like the last 2 years at least that we've been really into these products. My all-time favorite toy, and I've tried a lot of toys. And granted, I like stronger toys. I used to be really into wands, which is what April's into, and I'll talk about that in a second. But my issue with using a wand was I could get an orgasm really quickly, basically whenever I wanted, which is not an issue. That was awesome. But if I wanted the second, third, fourth orgasm, the wand itself, because the vibrations were so like strong and rumbly and they cover a big surface area, it was like the second one was harder to find, and I'd find it was kind of like half-ass, and then the third one was even more half-ass. That's just me. I don't know if that's the case for April. I kind of don't think so, because she loves vibrators. Although April's kind of a one-and-done person. Like she, you know, she wants to like get the thing, and then she's good. And I'm like, I got the thing, but I want the thing again and again and again. And my thing is I like to have the last orgasm. no matter who I'm with, not all the time, but you know, if I will, you know, I'll use, so my favorite toy, I'll talk about that first, is the Womanizer Premium. I know, terrible name, Womanizer, they're German, but I like all the Womanizer products, but the Premium too, is a game changer for me. And there's something about, it feels more refined in the way they do the vibrations and air pulse technology. And it also has this mode where when I put it on my body, it's not a mode, it's how it works. When I turn it on, it lights up, but it's not making sound. I put it on my body, then it turns on, but so it's on, but now it's double on, like it will actually do its vibrating / suctiony thing. But if I move it from my body, it stops. So I can use it, not have to worry about turning the power off, and then set it aside and do other sexy things, and then grab it again when I want to grab it again, set it aside, now it's quiet again. And I think it turns itself off even from the silent mode after a number of minutes, but it's like, you know, ready to go when I want it and not like taking over the space. And also what I found, so this uses air pulse technology, so it is still a vibrator. It still vibrates, and it still is like a rumbly, but not like out of 10, if 10 is like the strongest rumbly vibrator, I'll give it like a, you know, 6 or 7. But it lightly suctions on or around the clitoris, or basically anywhere you put it. Not like your clit's going to burn off, but just in the perfect way. And I can use it and have an orgasm after orgasm after orgasm, and all of them are fucking amazing. I could have 20 orgasms with this toy. I probably have. So I'll use it, you know, sometimes I'll use it before sex to like get my pussy ready, and then, or like even with the masturbation session, but specifically speaking to having sex with partners, and then, you know, in the middle of sex, maybe a couple times, maybe once, I don't know. And then after my partner comes, I'm like, all right, stay inside of me. I'm going to grab this toy and use it again while he's inside of me. And 30 seconds later, I have another amazing orgasm. In fact, that one's usually my best one. I'm a big fan of penetration. I just think that a lot of people think it should be the main event. I like it as an event, but my best orgasm is with my partner's cock inside of me, but not with a lot of movement. It's just with light movement or not moving at all. And then I use the Womanizer Premium too, and I have witchy ass mind blowing orgasms. It can have those orgasms where it's like, I could just make this its own thing for 10 seconds, or if I could keep going, it could be minutes. So that's just me. But if you want to try the Womanizer Premium too, my favorite, or any of the Womanizer products, right? They have all different, price ranges, I almost said age ranges, and some are bigger, some are smaller. They're all designed, most of them are designed for external stimulation. We have a special offer at purepleasureshop.com. If you use coupon code SPRINGWOMAN20, you get 20% off all Womanizer products at purepleasureshop.com. And just for the month of April, that sales just for April as well. But for April, you also get, so not only do you get 20% off my favorite toys, but also you get a cute little keychain. Yay! So go and shop this month if you want to try Amy's, that's me, favorite sex toy. All right, April's favorite sex toys. She loves wands. And I still love wands. I have wands. They're under my bed. I whip them out like once a month. They're fabulous. You can also use them on your back as a back massager. I put them on my partner specifically, like sometimes around the head, like giving him a massage with it, because it's a massager ultimately, but also under the testicles, between the testicles and the ass, also known as the taint. And that can feel really amazing too. And April's latest and most favoritest, I know that's not how you say that, wand is the Fun Factory Vim, V-I-M wand. And this wand is fantastic. It is super powerful. Yes, it's big and bulky, but it's not too loud. And it's the refined wand in that the head, the part that goes in your body, has ridges because the clitoris and honestly the whole vulva structure, I think, likes texture as opposed to like just solid, smooth surfaces. Right. When I use the Womanizer Premium too, it has a texture because it's like this little like cap that goes on around your clitoris that adds different like texture or sensation points versus it just being flat. The Vim wand has this head that has all these ridges, and so it's endless texture, and it's so So powerful. You can put it on a low mode. So if you don't want extreme power, you can have it on a light mode. But if you want a lot of power, it gets powerful. Like some of the most powerful toys out there is the Vim Wand is one of those. And so if you're wanting something stronger that also can work for other functions beyond genital stimulation, you have to try April's favorite, the Fun Factory Vim Wand. We have at purepleasureshop.com, no matter what time of the year it is, whether it's April, May, June, July, August, September, you get 15% off all of your sex toy purchases. No, 15% cannot be combined with 20% for the Womanizer Premium. They're separate codes, but if you would like to try that, go and check that out. One of the codes that we have so many, but I think Shameless Sex will get you 15% off anything on Pure Pleasure's website. And the Vim Wand might just be your new best friend. Also, it kind of looks like a microphone if you want to be a podcaster. No one will hear you except for yourself, but that's cool. You're awesome. If you want to try a toy that is internal and external, then I'll tell you about my mom's favorite sex toy. That's right, Janice, talking about you. It's also by Fun Factory, and it's called the Miss B. So it's Miss and then separate word B-I or Miss By. I don't know what you want to call it. But it has an internal part that goes up and in the vaginal canal and is curved up so it can get to G-spot stimulation. And this is not a G-spot episode. I'm not going to go too deeply into that. Ooh, do you see what I did there with the G-spot? But we have episodes on that will be titled like G-spots and squirting. And so obviously my mom likes some penetration with her sex toys. But it also has another part that goes out on the clitoris. So you get dual stimulation at the same time. And it's super powerful, not too big and bulky, really quiet. And the design is just smart. When I look at it, I'm like, okay, a pussy owner designed this. A lot of other sex toys on the market. I'm going to go with 80% of the toys that are designed for internal stimulation for vulvas or for vaginas, for pussies, were not designed by women. You look at it, you're like, that's not going to get to all the places. That makes absolutely no sense. At Shameless Sex here, we are very passionate about giving you real information. So tried and true, the Miss B, my mom says you should try it if you want dual stimulation. Again, that is by Fun Factory, and you can use the Shameless Sex code to get 15% off at purepleasureshop.com. Okay, let's go into penises. Yay! We love penises, also known as cocks, also known as dicks, but not known as weens. So our partners get the pleasure, sometimes the burden, of trying a lot of penis toys. They get cock pumps, they get penis toys that vibrate, they get ones that don't vibrate, they get all the things. They don't have to try them, but, you know, generally they're willing. And so we get their feedback. And we also give sex toys to guy friends. We get feedback from listeners who try a lot of the sex toys that we recommend. Sometimes we've sent them out in contests and people gave us feedback. So let me talk about the different vibrations for penis toys. A lot of penis toys don't vibrate actually at all. There's things like the Fleshlight, which is great. There's nothing wrong with Fleshlight. Love some Fleshlight. But they don't vibrate and your cock has to be hard to go in. Versus vibrating sex toys, penis toys, there's very unique technology that has been designed by Hot Octopus where it's not exactly vibrating, it's a pulsator, kind of like the Womanizer Premium 2 that I'm into, like that. That's, they call it the Guybrator. And instead of it being this like back and forth, like brrr, it's more like a thuddy. Like if you take your fingers and you kind of do like a tapping, it's kind of like that, but that on the head or around the head of your cock. And it's very unique and you don't have to be hard. You can be soft. You can put your cock in there. And even if you can't get hard, it can give you an orgasm. If you can get hard, it can give you an orgasm. It fits pretty much most people. I think it's like 95% of the population. And it is fucking fantastic. I like watching my partner use it. Sometimes I'll use my vibrator and he'll use that. And we either are watching each other and getting turned on by that or just doing our own thing in the same space. Sometimes if I don't feel like having sex and I'm like, no, I don't feel like playing, but you should play. If you want to play with that, then I'll watch or I'll just be here and like kiss you and play with your nipples. That's hot too. So the Hot Octopus Solo is exactly what I'm talking about. The Guybrator. It's amazing. This is another one of the products where you get 15% off. You get the all of Pure Pleasure, but you get a discount if you want to try that toy. And then there are some products where it does have like a vibrating component for the cock. So it could still be a sleeve with a vibrator in it, or a sleeve, but more like if you take your hands and you do like a cupping, you move your hands like you're trying to cup something, like you're going to cup a breast or some balls, and then it has a vibrating component. Those are awesome too. It's just buzzy. So if someone feels like, I don't know, most cock stimulation is overstimulating too much, maybe they want that buzzy stimulation, that kind of vibration. But if they want something that like really gets them there, the Hot Octopus Solo is absolutely fantastic. We also have a lot of toys that are our favorites for anal, for nipple play. We have favorite lubes. If you've heard us talk about Uber Lube, we fucking love Uber Lube. All-time favorite lubricant in the entire world, and will probably be until I am 90 and wrinkly. And in that case, I will be putting all over my body because it feels amazing everywhere and makes your body feel nice and moisturized. But I wanted to keep it short and sweet to talk more about the questions and feedback we've received from listeners. That seems like they could use, or y'all could use, a more like tutorial of some sort on toys that stimulate vulvas and penises. And we have plenty of episodes on anal toys, and we will do more because it's one of our favorite topics. But this one felt like, you know, very necessary for the times. So go and get your toys. I know that I said ad-free, and I'm talking about Pure Pleasure, but let's be honest, you got a lot of educational content, okay? And when I'm talking specifically about sex toys, I'm going to give you a discount code, because if you want to try them, you should be, you know, you're a shameless sex listener. You should get a sweet discount because, you know, we love you and I like discounts. I mean, come on. So, okay, that's a lot of Amy blah, blah, blah. I need more tea. I love you all very, very much. Thank you so much to our shameless sex listeners, whether you're new, whether you've been with us for many years. We have a number is understatement, thousands of people that have been listening to us since we started in 2017 and never miss an episode. So if that's you, fucking love you. If you're new, fucking love you. If you only listen sporadically, I love you too. I love you all. If you love Shameless Sex, please, please, please go and review us on your favorite podcast platform. You can do that on Spotify. You can do that on iTunes. It helps us in so many ways. It helps us get the message out there. It helps our ability for people to be viewed all over the world. And you know, there are some people in this world that could use more pleasure in their lives, especially education. So with that, I love you, and I hope you have a beautiful day. Ciao for now.
Want to learn more? Go to shamelesssex.com. And for 15% off of some of our favorite sex toys, use coupon code SHAMELESSSEX at purepleasureshop.com.